Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew.
think I wanna hit the moon.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful 17th day of July 2022. Boy, halfway through the year, where has time gone? I tell you, it's been so shocking ever since January 1st. I just where did time go? But as always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. You have My Eye Messenger, which is an online publication. You have the Texas Metro News as well as the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. We got it all. Plus, we have an arrangement of shows that will give you information beyond belief. As always, I love to say this part. Folks, you got to stay in tune. You got to read. You remember the old saying, put it in the Bible, they'll never find it. Never find it. Never find it because nobody wants to read. But you know what? You're going to set the record straight, and we're going to read a little bit more than we ever have in our lifetime. Because we have to stay informed. Some of the things we're going to look at this morning, we're going to kind of reexamine the Brittany Griner story. Back in trial this week. Gas prices coming down. Nobody ain't said much about that. Uvalde. Some information is coming out today. And we're going to get your view on some of the things that went on in Uvalde. January 6th, stuff still heating up. Got some trials going. Man, oh man. We'll talk about that. COVID numbers are up. Folks, we got to be careful. Letting your guard down. I know we've been getting our boosters and everything, but we still have to deal with caution. Shootings, even from last Sunday, shootings are up and up. Mega Million. Boy, I didn't win last night. If I was to win, I'd still be doing this. I love it. There ain't no money large enough to get me away from this. I know y'all thinking, yeah, that's how I feel. City of Dallas, want to give them kudos this morning. We'll talk about they represented in Orlando this week. And we'll give you a more update of what happened in Orlando. I'm so excited just to be here with you this morning. We're going to bring in Harold quickly as we can there. But I want to leave you with this. I talk about it all the time. It's even in our intro song. And I'm going to read it because every day I think about it. 50 years ago, when Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, along with Teddy Pendergrass, put, again, wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more backwards thinking, it's time to be thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hate, hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers. And I repeat that, wake up all the teachers. It's time to teach a new way. Maybe they'll listen to what you have to say because they're the ones that's coming up and the world is in their hands. We'll teach the children the very best that we can. We'll continue to do that. I think that's going to be our theme throughout because, again, you got kids out for the summer. And unfortunately, well, no, I'm not going to say unfortunately. I was one of the few kids in my neighborhood that when we had summer break, my mother made me read a book. I was hot as fish grease. But you know what? Her wisdom, her forecasting of my future loomed large by me reading a book every summer. Kept me in tune. And, folks, we need to do that. Grandkids and kids, those, you know, just your offspring. Give them something to do in the summer. Keep them sharp. It's needed. Trust me. Let's bring in the Prime Minister of Oak Cliff, the Fresh Prince. You should be saying the Fresh Prince, not of Bel Air. Oak Cliff, Joppy, the whole thing. Triple H himself, Harold Horatio Hubble. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are we? How are we?
We French this morning. We are
boo-boo.
All I can do is laugh on that. I can't let it come out of my mouth with in my head this morning on that one. Man, doing great. How about yourself, partner?
Hey, man, I'm still kicking and taking a licking and keeping on ticking. That's what they say.
All right, Mr. Timex. I got you.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm timing X'ing.
Yeah. Well, man, so much is going. Go ahead.
What you thinking about these coward police, man, that was running? running from the gunfire.
With body armor on.
With body armor, shields, high assault rifles, pistols, badges,
mm-hmm.
you name it, they had it.
Well, you know, too, Harold, I was looking at the clip.
Uh-huh.
Look, I was looking at the clip as well, and, you know, when you're in law enforcement and you're a military man, you don't know what you're going to encounter. But you're supposed to be trained to, in the situation of what to do if you get fire, return fire, or fire pointed in your direction. You try to make sure that you reduce the amount of fire that's coming from the other end. But you had some
right.
of the officers high-fiving each other.
Man, I ain't never seen nothing such a sight in my life, man. I feel like Parliament Funkadelic. Have you ever seen such a sight in your life? I ain't never seen nothing like it, man. They caught them on tape. So you can't deny it.
Well, a lot of people been caught on tape. You hear what I'm saying? You get a lot of people that have been caught on tape still say it ain't me. Wasn't me. Is that one of Richard Pryor? Wasn't me.
It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard this time, Drew. The whole world saw it.
Well, you know, we see a lot of things in this world. I'm just hoping that the people of the city, that county, that school district, whatever, whoever has their hand in that Uvalde pot, do what's right for those individuals that lost their life on that particular day. Their family.
Yeah, man. Then for it to get leaked, I mean, think about that, man. Man, that's just terrible.
Now, have you noticed the backpedaling of our state officials?
Yeah.
Now, it's the us versus them.
Yeah.
Or me versus my state legislation. You know.
What would you expect?
They talk a good game, but when they got to look, and I got to get a word from the word God, but that's the only way I feel it right now. When they got a bad card in their hand, like playing cards, you bluff, and then we realize you didn't have nothing from the beginning. And that's how I feel they're doing. They want to push the blame on them, which it is. But when you talk about law officials, it's like family. You know, it's very unfortunate. I am not in no means forgetting about the lives that were lost. But some of the actions could have prevented those lives from being lost. We see that. Now, what is going to happen from this? A lot of pressures on Austin. It's a political year. That's why you see the stands that you see in Austin. I'm trying to keep my seat. What, on Martin Luther King? Well, that go through the campus. Maybe the Capitol on Rosa Parks. Who knows? We'll find that out. What street the Capitol of Texas is on? I know Martin Luther King run right through University of Texas. I know they hot as fish grease. They run right dab through. Right dab through it.
Man.
Maybe they call it UT Way on their side. Who knows?
Wow.
Who knows? But again, you know, we're so busy fighting. We have bigger fish to fry from a global perspective. Then we have little pockets like Uvalde. And I'll go through the shooting list. So many just from last Sunday. I hate to report that, but the point of reporting it is to let you know with this gun control, this thing is out of control.
As they take another donation from the NRA.
Again, I'm just so upset with these kids, how they're getting guns. at 18.
Some that's what street state what? Capitals on.
What street?
I said, guess what's the name of the street the state capital is on?
Black Lives Matter.
No, that's the United States capital.
Oh.
No.
Oh, oh, oh.
No justice, no peace. It's Congress Avenue, man. Congress Avenue. Also,
so I'm thinking Congress Avenue runs north and south, I believe. If you, I'll pull
I'm
a map up.
I'm not sure,
and
man. I'm not sure.
Well, I definitely know what runs east and west in Austin, and that's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That runs east and west. On the east side is our neighborhood. On our side, east side, going to San Antonio, that's on your left. Coming from San Antonio, that's on your right.
You talking about the black part of town?
Yes.
East Austin?
But you know, when they had a pact, when they started renaming a lot of streets Martin Luther King Jr., everyone throughout the country wanted to make sure there was some signage on these highways for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Way, Avenue, whatever the case may have been in different prospective parts of this country, but wanted to make sure that you had something on the interstate, especially in major cities. And maybe one or two that you don't see. I know in Tampa, Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale. And let me tell you, when I mention them cities, hell, we have a great representation of people of color. And right now they're fighting DeSantis. They're fighting your 45th president of things out of Mar a Lago. And DeSantis is being very, very quiet. I'm watching. He's still making moves, but Hoover represented the Republican Party. There's a statute stating that the vice president and the president must be from two different states when they run for the highest office in our land.
Huh.
Now, if you remember, it was some controversy over Bush, George Walker, Herbert, but it wasn't, I'm talking Bush number two, and Cheney. You know, Cheney had some Dallas residents, but then they conveniently changed the residence over to Utah or somewhere.
Because
if you look at Halliburton is everywhere. They're kind of closed down now. The big plant that was in the Carrollton area is gone. Right down Beltline. It was amazing how Halliburton always got the cleanup jobs. Halliburton always provided fuel. It was the true essence of the words, the rich get richer.
Mm-hmm.
Halliburton, Cheney, synonymous, cleaned up means money. If Wiggum had a company, if Wiggum was famous, would you think Wiggum would have the cleanup of all wars, providing the military with gasoline? From an old movie, I don't think so. Homie don't play that. They ain't playing that. Again, Cheney, a resident of Texas. They fixed that up real quick in these federal courts. making sure they were from two different places.
Man.
I'm telling you, things, when they want things done, they get it done. Right now, you see gas prices coming down. And I know they blame us. But I always say, you know, the president, as the president, some get all the credit, whether it's good or bad. It just comes with the territory, understood. But when good things start to occur, you don't hear anything. You can hear crickets. And this Sunday morning, I'm going to dress this up the best way I can. It's so quiet, you can hear, as they say in the church, you can hear a mouse using the restroom.
Mm.
And I'm going to dress that up. Like, hell, that's about as clean as I can put.
Boy.
This January 6th, starting to get to the nitty-gritty. Did he grab a steering wheel? How can, I'm trying to see, I got to put everything pointed in one direction for this insurrection. Some of this testimony is coming out. I'm saying, I can't believe. Had this been the 44th president of the United States, they'd have been trying to take him World Book Encyclopedia. Scratching his name off the roll.
Mm.
It is very interesting how this thing is unfolding. But it reminds me of, I don't know who to give the credit for. Got your hand in the cookie jar, got caught. And you said, wasn't me. That's what we're going through right now. And it's the world is watching. Ukraine still under attack. Things slowing down a little bit. The focus on Russia right now is the Brittany Griner story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the report, and I'm just giving you the report, and then I'll give you my opinion, is that the cannabis that she had in her possession was for medicinal purposes. That's
Isn't
what her doctor said.
Isn't it all?
Yeah. But from aches and pains playing basketball.
I'm just saying. That would be my story, too, and I'd stick with it.
Right. I'm just thinking, I just hope she comes, be able to come home. Now, the testimony of the doctor, is it relevant in an international court? And I said international. Actually, it's for their nation, but international because it's not ours. Over in Russia, in their court system.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, Brittany looked a little bit more cheerful. On the outside, looking in, you know, look like she's taking care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
But we never know the mental anguish, the mental imprisonment that she's going through.
That's right.
You know, you never know what it was. And I think the way the road is going to end for this, it's going to be a trade-off for somebody over
mm-hmm.
here that we have this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a gentleman that's supposed to be a sharpshooter, you know, from Russia that got caught. And then you're going to release him back. I know we do anything for our citizens, that. But again,
mm-hmm.
somebody who did lose and possibly get back over here and finish their task.
Mm-hmm.
it's going to be interesting how this unfolds. Me being the person I want, that I am, I want Brittany to come back unharmed. But just like we want her healthy and strong, they're getting good for evil in return. Now, if he goes back on this terror that he was on, who do you blame for that? I guess it has to be Russia, because we did our thing in good faith to get our citizen back. But I want this to be learned, everyone. When you're traveling internationally, please be aware of what you have. If you've ever flown to Miami, I've not seen the dogs in Dallas. When you go to Miami, there are dogs that walk behind you. They say if you have any kind of pungent smell, they're going to pick it up. And the dog is doing his job. They walk two or three people at a time. They run behind them, catch a whiff of what went by. Folks, we have to be careful. Excuse me. Must be careful. Carol, it's a lot going on, man. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to just kind of keep you going and keep your head in the game for us. Gas prices. You talked about Uvalde. We're looking at video. They're going to let us know something today. The chief of police had aspirations of being city councilman. No go. Will he be charged? January 6th, still percolating. COVID's up, shooting's up, Mega Million up. Harold, man, right now I'm thinking, boy, if I win, that money, that's where you buy Blog Talk Radio. All that million.
What you gonna do, man?
I'm going to buy up a lot of stuff, get some assets. Major assets. You know you got to move. This will be my summer cottage. you know, I'm laughing because when we're in situations like this, especially with the lottery, we can think of a million things to buy. You have enough money to do it. But are we thinking about saving, putting money aside so the next generation will have that wealth that we, especially us, that we don't normally have?
Mm-hmm.
We be the clamping. If money don't bring you respect either. I know some people with some big money. They get trashed every day. Had a friend, mm-hmm. her and her husband arrested outside of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say, a respective position in her city.
Mm.
They didn't care. All they saw was the color of the skin. Didn't care what was in her purse, what was in his wallet. It's just what they viewed from their vantage point. Crazy. And for all our listeners, we have to come together. America is under attack, both internally and externally. And what hurts about the internal attack is that insurrection. Are we doing this to make the history books? Put another chapter in the book. Are we doing it to keep our political prowess in place? The way things going, it looks like it will prevent him from doing it again. You know what I'm saying? It looks like. But when it's all said and done, where do you think we're going to stand with that? I'm hoping I'm able to be with you to, so we never know, Harold. Somebody could bump us in our head today and we won't even recognize ourselves in the mirror. Somebody, who is that? He looked familiar. Who is that in the mirror?
Yeah.
Now, the eight words that I put together based on what I've seen from January 6th. And those words are, how can he get away with this?
Uh-huh. That's a good one. Excellent question. Wondering minds want to know.
Well, you know they have the federal court set up. I don't think anyone will go against them, to be honest. Supreme Court is in his favor. But they don't come down that far. I don't know. This is at the top of the office, the number one office in the country. I think the number one court should have it. But we know the numbers of the court. Now, Harold, just thinking, do you think we need to increase the court?
I think that would set a bad precedent that a president, you know, whoever's in power to just increase the, the amount of justices. But it's definitely not fair right now.
Right. But
like I said, you have to take into account what kind of precedence you would be setting. That's just my opinion now. I mean,
right. Well, you know, it always has to be an odd number. Right now, it's
right.
5-4. Because, you know, if it was even, they'd lock that thing up. See, they would lock it up. And now, I know in the Senate, they have a tie, and the vice president would get that tie-breaking vote.
Right.
But on Supreme Court, you know, they already are, so it's nothing there. Is a 1+ majority, a 0+1 majority. However you want to look at it, they won't have a tie unless somebody abstains.
Right.
And so, folks, we got to understand the system. We got to be able to think along with them and see what's going on. This is all the history that we have gone through in our lives, really in the forefront. Understanding the separation of power, that they're trying to put it back, school, church, and state. Trying to put them back together. Create a holy matrimony of church and state.
Uh-huh.
You already lost me when the pastor got a gun. In some of these pulpits. I always thought church was a haven. Not even anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say good morning to the Williams family. Of course, last weekend, funeralized Carl Leon Williams. I want to say good morning to them. Harold, as I mentioned last week, I still have not been in contact where in a funeral processional and the escorts have a wreck. All because the car wouldn't move or respect the cops. Now, in all my years, I've never seen or heard anything of such. It may have happened before. I'm sure the risk is very high. But when you're on the highway between Beltline and Lancaster or Lancaster to Pleasant Run, getting like them old folks, the motorcycles they were riding.
At the motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
Did they have some popsicles?
I think so. It was hot enough. But you got one hold the light hat off, and then when the other one gets to him, then he or she pushes forward to the next intersection, or just to get them where they're going. When the transition of one catching up the pass, one couldn't get a car out of the way. We're in a three or four lane, a four lane highway. One of the motorcycles between one and two, the other one on the left median. The wheels intact. It could have been worse. The gas tanks were popped off the motorcycle. My instinctive nature, former ER worker, I jump out. I have rolls of plastic trash bags there, and I tried to stabilize the head so the one cop that was laying on the ground.
Man.
They wanted to take his helmet. I'm like, no, we cannot take the helmet because if he has a neck injury, you could paralyze him right then and there.
Right on the spot.
Yep. We don't want to be guilty of that.
That good Florida and them education to use.
Right.
I'm proud of you, boy.
Well, I appreciate it. But it got to start at FAMU. But I want to thank Parkland. When I worked in one of the world's busiest ERs, I learned. I paid attention. I almost got me in medical school. But then some life challenges came.
What, baby?
I'm too old now, but you know what? That's in my bucket list. I may just do it just to satisfy myself.
Yeah.
A lot of haters out there, Harold.
Yeah. But they'll be okay.
They'll be all right. But I tell you, folks, even if you, whatever your dreams are, live your dreams out. So that when that day we can't open our eyes, at least your soul knew and has known that you've completed what you wanted. Some of us miss it. And then go down other roads, but at least do something that you want to do. And I think about what Dr. King, then your living won't be in vain, because who it means the most to is yourself. And if you're happy yourself, those around you will benefit from that as well. And see how you carry yourself. But again, you don't know how you are observed. You don't know who's watching, how much influence you may or may not have on others. But that last Saturday, well, it's been two Saturdays now. No, it was Saturday. I'm sorry. What flashed before my eyes? It's almost instinctively, Harold, without hesitation, I'm in the middle of the highway. I turn my truck. So we had a clear path, and they were moving things around. But I made sure that they couldn't hit us unless they wasn't paying attention. You thought my scary, but that's how we do in a hospital setting. You would do what you have to, not thinking of some of the potential obstacles that are there. So, yeah, I may thank FAMU. They gave me the baseline. But I want to thank all the men and women I work with. We have a special listener every week that she's my shoe. The sister, getting degrees. I just wish she could put that in a capsule so I can take it. Harold, my stuff. No excuse now for me. Kids out of the way. Well, they never out of the way. In other words, they have become young adults. They still in your pocket.
Yeah. Boy.
But now, how the old folks say, it's time for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. It's about 48 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew William Live, Studio A. Harold Hubbard riding shotgun. Bang, bang, shotgun.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em up.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Harold, you know, we talk about Uvalde. We were here last Sunday on the 10th. And let me just give you the shootings from the 10th. On July 10th in Downey, California, 5 people shot, 3 of them killed.
That's
New York
suburbs.
City. They don't make them immune from nothing. Don't excuse them from anything. New York City, 9th shooting. 5 people were shot on the Coney Island Boardwalk.
Dang.
No one killed. Chicago, 24th shooting. Now, what month are we in? The 7th month.
Yeah.
That's 3.1. Give me a little bit. Like playing cards. And a possum.
And a possum. Boy, I did.
Shootings a month so far. And this month not even over.
Man.
Kansas City, Missouri. 6 shootings, 1 dead. Crescent, Illinois. 5 shootings, 1 dead. Alvin, Texas. Isn't that where Nolan Ryan is from, Alvin?
I don't
Four
know.
Shootings.
I think it's kind of familiar.
1 dead. 1 man was killed and 3 others shooting while doing a party being held at a rental property. Wow. Michigan. Houghton Lake. 4 shootings. 4 deaths. 4 deaths. A man shot his wife, mother-in-law, and teenage son, and then turned the gun on himself.
Man. Nobody lived?
Nope. Wife, mother-in-law, son, and himself.
I always wondered, man, when they do that, why can't they just start with themselves? I don't want to get no calls. I'm just being real. You decided to do this. Why don't you start with you? And the views I express are mine and mine alone, not the opinions of iMessenger, World According to Drew. It's mine.
And the sad part, we never could ask him what was his motive.
Yeah, because he's gone.
No.
He's a coward. He's out of there. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy. Look, and then on the 11th in Riverside, Santa Ana, Bree, and La Habra, 5 people shot, 2 dead. Jackson, Mississippi, 4 people shot, just 4 injured. Let's read the mechanism. An argument between 2 teenagers led to one of them opening fire, leaving 4 wounded, including the other teenager and a toddler.
Wow.
Memphis, Tennessee, 4 people shot, 4 injured, no deaths.
Wow. And this is just this week?
This week. Boston, Mass.
Wow.
4 people shot and injured. 4 people were shot in the Lower Roxbury neighborhood.
Wow.
Not familiar with Roxbury. Minneapolis, the 4th shooting. 4 people shot, 4 injured by gunfire in the Fulwell neighborhood in the city's north side. An argument ended with shots being fired.
Hmm. Dang.
And everybody got guns. Where's the control?
What are we doing?
And we know a lot of people have guns, Harold, whether they're above ground or below ground, meaning if they're legal or illegal. But you have this mass amount of guns that are out on the street. And when your Supreme Court and other entities say it's okay to carry without a consent.
Yeah. Not good.
Not
wow.
good at all.
All I can say, man, is wow.
Yeah.
We gotta do something.
Mm-hmm. Got to do something. I hate to say got, but it really in this instance, got to do something. Just unbelievable. In Philly, not to be outdone, that was the first shooting. Let me get this right. We're talking about Minneapolis. In Indianapolis, 4 people shot, 1 dead. 4 teenagers were shot at an apartment complex in the Eagledale neighborhood in the city's west side with 1 dire. I got a feeling that the west side is ours, unfortunately. Philadelphia, PA. I wish I had somebody on here from Indianapolis to tell us where, but I think it is that side of it. 4 people shot, back to back.
Mm.
2 days. No deaths. Philadelphia. Chicago, not to be outdone. 4 people shot, no deaths. It was a drive-by shooting. In West Garfield Park. North Charleston, South Carolina. 4 people shot. No deaths. 4 people were shot in the parking lot of a nightclub during the early morning hours.
Mm. Nothing good goes on that time of morning.
Right. And 7-Eleven on Harley 7, Remember 7-Eleven used to be open from 7 in the morning to 11 at night. That's how they got their name. Now some of them are 24 hours. Some of the little family members over the years say, ain't much open at night. Why you out there? I'll leave it in there. It's down, no more on it. Let it go. Let it go.
I ain't said a word.
Yeah,
you
but when I said
out.
It, I said, oh, boy. I done opened up a can of worms.
You left it out there, and I let it stay right out you.
I appreciate it. Columbus, Ohio, four shot. Look, four shot, two dead. Two were killed, and others were injured by a shooting inside of a bar in the Hilltop neighborhood. Then you get to drink up and you get killed. Wow. Anything can happen anywhere. And then Philly had three shootings that whole week. Four people, including a teenager, were shot in Feltonville neighborhood of North Philadelphia.
You remember when Richmond, Virginia used to be the murder capital?
Yes.
You know, now it's so widespread that it's just shared a wealth, you know?
Right.
Everybody takes their turn just being, you know, bang, bang, shoot 'em up.
You know, and I'm looking at a map. Surprisingly, with Miami down in South Florida, my area, Orlando, looks like, I don't know, maybe Fort Pierce area. Then you look around Texas, of course, Houston area, a lot of shootings, Dallas, San Antonio are the fewest of the three big. But then nothing, and I'm going to check my anatomy, nothing in, not my anatomy, my geography. Montana, nothing. Idaho, nothing. Wyoming, nothing. Idaho, potato.
Lord,
all right, Sunday,
help me.
Sunday morning. North and South Dakota, no reporting. Nothing in Maine, Vermont. Oh, boy, I guess you could call the state out in a minute. I'm just a little out of practice here.
That's okay. You done reared children, so you're doing okay.
But it's a shame that we have to do this. In these metropolitan areas, pretty much the dominant areas where these are happening, you get a few rules here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just a few. Yes, a few. I'm going to give you a little information, folks. With 195 years there of the black press, we've been telling our side of the story for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say good morning to the Sigma Gamma Rho ladies, or the ladies of Sigma Gamma Rho. They gave some honorary, everybody fighting for the same people. Honorary people, Attorney Benjamin Crump is one of the speakers at their public meeting. They're having their boule. The AKAs just finished their boule up in Orlando, Florida. City Councilman Casey Thomas, good Kappa man, International Supreme Baptist, right here from Dallas, the head lady for AKAs, Harold, lives here in the Dallas Metroplex area.
Oh, okay.
Mayor Eric Johnson was in Orlando, spreading the wealth. COVID alert, red, wear your mask, wash your hands, be safe, protect yourself and others.
Yeah, we went to fully masked at work again yesterday, and we can't even work where I work if you're not vaccinated. So go figure that. One guy said, what do you get vaccinated for? You know, one of the guys even said that. What did I get vaccinated for if I got to walk around with a mask on? Well, you can go home. That's what they told me.
You know, we all in this, whether you're black, white, brown, yellow, green. We're all in this thing together.
The numbers are up, man. And you know, we got to do something. I mean, but what do you do? But we got to do something. You have to do something. So, what gives, you know?
All right, I got you. As them old folks say, I got you, mister.
Yeah, you got to do something.
I got you, mister. You know, Harold, you look at 2022. Look, you look at 2022, we've gone through a lot of things. We're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
And we look at how this country has almost imploded with shootings. We've gone through a president that was fighting for his political life, or fighting to maintain his political life, all right here. Isn't that something? Only
yeah,
America,
thank
Jack.
He thinking he still has a chance, believe it or not.
Only a miracle. The guy who made that famous.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, I forgot who made that famous. Mr. T.
Don. That's Don King, man.
Oh, okay.
Remember when they said they had to pay them taxes that time, and it was high. I forgot what it was, but it was real high. And he said, only in America.
All right. Well, I stand to be corrected on that part, and I appreciate you. Appreciate you keeping me on.
From Don King to Rodney King, we got you covered on this show.
Yeah, but look, where is Don King? He has just totally disappeared. I don't know. Maybe his health is failing.
Money, man. He's running from them boxers. He done robbed. Tyson say he robbed him, which I believe.
Well, he's an older cat now.
Yeah, everybody got some of Tyson money, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
everybody but Mike. Look, everybody but Mike.
Yeah. It's ludicrous, though. It's ludicrous. You know, he was hyping up Luda and wasn't even getting paid.
I guess he didn't read the fine print.
No.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone.
Hey, Andrew, all he knew was somebody would get knocked out. That's all he knew. Like old boy on Harlem Night. Somebody getting knocked out.
Now, come on, ladies. Let's go, ladies.
Come on, ladies. Greatest movie ever.
Classic. Snake Eyed Benny. And you know what? They had so much star power. They didn't utilize everybody's star power. Yeah, Robin. Oh, man, I can't think of his name. That passed. He never got a chance to get off the ground.
Robin Harris.
He got off a little bit, but he was on his way. Greatest Assembly. Ronaldo, Ray, everybody.
Everybody.
Richard.
Everybody,
Eddie.
Man. Yeah, they had the star power going.
Mm-hmm. even the late Thomas Ford, Tommy from Martin.
Yeah. What was his name? Michael Ford?
Yeah, Michael or something like that. Michael. Family came up with some name. We come up with some.
Yeah.
We definitely get to get this one. MERCEDES, if I'm not mistaken.
Who is that?
Let me make sure I spelled it right. Yes. I had a friend, her name was MERCEDES.
Mercedes?
Uh-huh. Mercedes in my neighborhood.
Mercedes? Oh, Lord. She had to change it up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we've always been creative. That's what I love about us.
Yeah, we're going to create it.
Porsche. We seen that. Think about it. Chevy. Lincoln.
Were they doing? They was naming their kids where they made them or what?
Yeah, back in the day. And this lady older.
Boy, we had Mercedes. You in the back. 57 Chevy.
Yeah. Uh-huh, and call her Shalon.
Yeah.
Boy. You have Ford, what do you call them, Fordham? I'm getting too far off track on that one. But, yeah, what's going on, man? Really going on.
Yeah.
But if you look, Al, the CDC, the numbers as we run is at the risk level red here in the Dallas metroplex area. In Dallas. Want to say a happy birthday to a lot of people running off. Diane Carroll, Leanne Lyons, Jeremy Felton, Amarachi Uvain, F. Gary, Tyron Turner, Ramona Allen, Ammons Williams, Alma Green Brink.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that tomorrow would be my mother's heavenly birthday, July 18th.
Okay. I want to wish her happy heavenly birthday. And I know she's missed. But you know what, Harold? She got a job done. There's only one person that controls that.
That's
and
right.
It was probably received soldier job well done. Well done.
Yes.
It's not
That's
a time
we
I
have
to think about. Yeah.
We have to stone it.
So everybody has that little feeling that we're expressing now. All right. Please read our e-blast. So much is going on. Talk about Haiti police shooting is questioned. This is in Akron, Ohio. You could get an e-blast. I'm trying to give you a what are your up-to-minute news or information quick. If you go to the website, you'll see you get Texas Metro News, Garden Journal, and my messenger. You can find all that. And where we can be found is 320 South R.L. Thornton Freeway, Suite 100.
Better known as
the office.
Roy.
Office. So that's where we are. Beautiful setup. Right there in the heart of downtown area, or just on the outskirts, where you'll be able to get wherever you need to get in the city of Dallas.
That's
now,
a fact.
I'm hoping I'm going to make some calls here. The annual boule, and I have to look up the word, probably gathering, what boule means. That's what the ladies call their meeting. Boule. French. That's what I'd be saying, French fries. I may not have spelled it correctly. No, that's how they spell it. Wow. Let me see if you can hear what how they pronounce it.
Cool.
Boule, what is boule? Boule. You know how you go to the thing and say boule? It's French. And I guess that means meeting.
We just know it's French. And they not going to have no French fries.
Or French toast.
Or French toast. Just mustard.
I tell you this, Harold. But the HAs, they went down to Orlando. The Metroplex has a new Supreme, that's the top official for Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Then that Anthony Reed, past plant manager, past executive, I put it like that, with Frito-Lay, is leading the women of Alpha Kappa Alpha. We also have the Supreme or head national president for Delta Sigma Theta that lives here in Dallas. So I think for the first time we've had two of the national leaders of our historically black, I put it like that, fraternities and sororities, which have been open up to all races. I wonder if the other organizations have opened up for us. And their national, two national presidents reside within the Dallas metropolitan area. So that's great for Dallas. And then, Harold, if the Lord willing and the creek don't rise, there's going to be a boule in 2024 in Dallas, Texas. The potential of 20-plus thousand women to be
Woo!
In attendance at this
I'm going to get my
event.
G. I know you're going to be trying to get yours, even if you just get to look.
Well, I will be there to observe.
You're going to be just a window shopper.
No, I'm cleaning the window. I won't be shopping.
Cleaning the window?
Cleaning the window.
All right.
The boule definition, this is from Merriam-Webster. Boule is a legislative council of ancient Greece consisting of an aristocrat advisor body and later or representative senate. So that's how they, a Greek name, boule.
Work it out, work it out. You work
but
that
I tell
out,
this,
boy.
I am just so proud, of two young ladies that I've been knowing for a while. One I've known all her life is Deirdre and Carrington. They represented the Wiggum household. And you talking about happy? Almost had all four. Son came in late. You know, I guess better late than never. And the AKA is doing their thing, man. I'm sure other organizations are doing it. as well. But they're going to be here, Harold, again, 20,000. We're not even counting the ones not even registering.
Yeah, they just coming to party.
Right.
They ain't paid their dues.
Or even if they paid, their choice was not to register.
Yeah.
And they had a treat. Vice President Kamala Harris came to their meeting, to their boule.
Uh-huh.
Should have seen Secret Service. Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
I had to catch myself. I was about to say one of my little famous sayings that may not have been appropriate for Sunday morning radio.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was a sea of pink and green. I mean, Orlando turned pink and green.
Wow.
You know, when's the last time you've been to Orlando? But if you go to our International Drive.
Been a minute, man.
That's where you did your training, wasn't it?
No, I ain't do no training down there. Back when I was in the Navy, only the women went to Orlando. Now the women go everywhere.
Right. And they've closed that branch. I've met a few gentlemen that actually did boot camp there. Probably a little bit before you got there. But Mickey Mouse was smiling. Disney rolled out the red carpet. When they come to Dallas, it's going to be, I tell you, the powers that be were in Orlando letting them know they're getting ready. Getting ready for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So, Harold, if you know anybody with bus companies, you know, that can get in because they need transportation, a lot of these people to and from hotels.
Yeah, that's a little hook up.
Get in on the ground level. If you know them, let me know. I'm sure they planning from day one. I kind of know the person that's over the activity. Been knowing them a few years.
Kind of, sort of.
So, big D going to be in the spot.
We won't get you caught up in no insider trading.
Oh, no. I have a stake in the game, but that's all I have a stake in the game. I'm not going to be doing any mutual betting or anything. That's my disclaimer.
Okay. That's a good one.
Now, Harold, I want to get in to the Brittany Griner.
Okay.
Situation. Last week, we were talking when she had her situation. That how did she get past TSA? Now they're saying it was medicinal purposes. And I understand that. But I think it would have been a little easier, and most people might say, well, anybody could write a letter. True, but I would have had my prescribing physician provide me with a note and presented it. I think it could have been a different outcome, potentially.
Well, her story is that she packed in a hurry.
Okay.
And Flavor Vision ain't blurry. Okay. That's her story. Stick it to it.
She's sticking to it, huh?
Yep. What Biden told her to roll with.
But like I said, it's going to be a trade-off, unfortunately. You got to give to get. on an international stage. I was holding up there trying to wait for this to come in. I need to get the information how you can subscribe and get the e-blast. You could send something to editor@myimessenger.com. I would try that or even giving them a call to find out how do you get the e-blast. Give you information every day. Every day.
The news you can use.
I tell you, that used to be one of those slogans that you just really enjoy with KK Day. News that you can use.
Yeah, with action news.
Well, after President Obama went out, a lot of things changed with black radio. Everything started going south. Oh, boy, just thinking about it, how far we've come. It's about 24 minutes after the hour. Some of the other things that we're looking at this morning, too, folks that are online, chime in. And, again, we always are open for everyone if you have something you want to bring to our attention. All I ask is that we respect the fact that it is Sunday morning. All right, Harold, I'm looking at the evolution of electric cars and trucks. I had the opportunity to have a Tesla this weekend.
What?
Very nice.
With your bad self. Say it loud.
Doom, doom.
Black and eight cross.
Oh. I was doing the music part for you.
So you was really, you was balling out of control, huh?
Oh, yeah.
On the AKA's dime.
Really wasn't there long enough, but got some things done. I escorted the National Supreme Bachelors for Alpha Kappa Alpha. They were lying. You know, I felt like Kevin Costner. I was the bodyguard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dang.
Only thing was missing was the song, "I Will Always Love You."
Well, you must have done pretty good. Y'all didn't make the news.
Didn't make the news. I was just running interference. Excuse me. We're on the move.
Is that how you was doing it, Drew?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I say, they'll be here in 2 years. We're going to get you involved as well. Get some things in.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm great.
Only time will tell. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
So usually these are for the ladies, but if they bring their spouses, there are going to be, you know, some room as
don't
well.
Don't many of them do that, though. Don't many of them do that.
You're right. Because at our meeting, not too many bring the wives, but they're there, some of them.
Yeah, with their little honeydew.
Oh, man, I didn't know they liked fruit like that. Okay.
Boy, boy, boy.
Enjoy.
You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody.
Oh. Yeah, but let's finish the Britney you know, I hope everything goes well with this. You're getting, I think we're missing the picture of what's really occurring. I'm all about her safety, getting back home. And if it's gender, you know, there are some differences in gender because the wife is saying that she, you know, I lost my thought there for a minute. I'll get back on. I'll get back on here shortly. But
the
wife
says she misses her wife.
Right. And she's wanting the president to physically go get her. Now, she know that ain't
right.
Gonna happen, right?
She better call Jesse Jackson or somebody. Maybe.
Not a bad choice. But I think Jesse might be out of
the Biden game. Ain't going.
Oh, he ain't going.
Biden ain't landing Air Force One over there.
Nope. And he went to Saudi, but I know they're protecting that area as well.
That's probably one of the safest places to fly.
And that would be?
All them oceans around. Couple of aircraft carriers out there, I'm sure. Taking care of business.
Yeah. You know, I'm still reminded of what happened in Singapore I mentioned last week. You know, we have to respect international laws, country laws. You don't want to mess up.
That's true. You don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that. I tell you, that's something you definitely want to adhere to going internationally. Herbs and stuff. Can you do a week without the herbs? And our status may not be at the top of the list for the American diplomats. So do what's right so you can go to them from. That's what we need you to do. Wow. You know, I was hesitating there for a minute. I was trying to pull something up as it relates to that, but, you know, my whole spiel right now, this country is in a tailspin, especially the insurrection thing is still surfacing. It's been, what, a year? Some damaging testimony.
Yes, sir.
Back and forth. I look at the assault. I call it the assault on democracy.
Right.
Reversal.
That's a good term.
Roe versus Wade. I mentioned everything before, and I'll mention it again. They attacked the abortion. They looked at immigration. Now, those who have money can get it, can immigrate or migrate over here. We know that.
Right.
Your voting rights. The Miranda rights. Assaulting parents. It's a lot going on, folks. We have to make it happen. Stay in touch with your legislators. And learn the process. Make it work for us. Things are changing. I want to see what's going to happen in Georgia at the Senate race in, because that's where they want to turn that state back blue. I mean red, especially for the legislation in. It is the craziest thing I've seen politically. Politically. Wow, wow, wow. I want to, Harold, let me see if I have it here. Just for a second. Only in America.
Only in America?
Living in America. Eye to eye.
Wow. You went back.
Uh-huh. May not have it. Yeah, I don't have it in our bank of things.
You want me to,
well, it's kind of hard, yeah. Huh?
Want me to just zone on, get a verse for you?
Yes. That can be interesting.
We don't want to do our listings like that.
Yeah, don't do it. Finish your breakfast.
Mouth full of peanut butter.
Yeah. I hope it's Peter Pan. Because Jeff was having some issues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they were having a few issues.
We can't have that.
Mm-hmm. Well, football season is ready, Harold. They start camp this week.
Oh, yeah.
Who is your favorite team?
Well, I'm kind of partial to the home team. No, we ain't won in a while.
Mm-hmm. Who is your second choice? Who is your second squad?
My team would be whoever Russell Wilson played for.
All right, that's Denver.
And I hate losing to Denver.
Good choice.
But I do like Russell.
I tell you, we used to have so many black quarterbacks now, boy. That number is going down.
Yeah, it's dwindling, huh?
Wilson, Jackson. Prescott.
Well, they hold quarterback camps now to teach them how to play like us, you know, so. So they got it all figured out, you know.
Yeah.
So why get one of us when you can just get one of them that play like us?
Mm-hmm. When
they say you
market. They're trying to bleach it too, in the league as much as they can. They're definitely
right.
Keeping the brothers coaching. Hockey, Greer, I can't think of his first name, the first African-American general manager in the National Hockey League.
Oh, really? And look at that. We're not even very well represented on the ice. But they already making moves in that category, you know?
I know. I'm just glad a brother be the first one. It should have been one before. Maybe it will draw interest. I'm trying to be able to take a positive spin. Maybe we can get more of our kids interested in hockey. Because, you know, when we start skating, it's going to be a different element. And
be trying to bring somebody up on charges, man.
Yeah. Oh, you mean I can hit him without getting in trouble? Yes, sir.
They're going to start trying to bring him up on charges. to be careful.
You know how you look at professional sports, the contributions that we've made. Hockey's a little slower for us because hockey's very expensive. Got to have skates, got to have pads, got to have sticks. You know what I'm saying? If you've ever seen those bags, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable the size.
Yeah.
So it's going to, we do have a few little young brothers that's doing it. Hopefully on the ladies' side, I have some sisters that are skating. It's amazing the amount of agility that they have.
Oh, definitely. The mere fact that they skating is enough, you know.
Right.
You got to know skate, you know. So that's the beginning.
Yep. So congratulations, Mr. Gary.
Got to get skills, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the odds. Super Bowl odds already before they even play. Now, who's in the driver's seat? Is it the Rams? We'll see who they're predicting. The odds are +600 for the Bills, +700 for Bucks, +1,000 for Green Bay, +1,000 for Kansas City, and the higher your number, the more they think you're gonna be there. So your Broncos are there. They thinking the best chances for the Broncos, 49ers, Chargers, Rams, Chiefs, Packers, Buccaneers, and Bills.
Wow.
So I did not see our Cowboys.
Nowhere in the ballpark.
No. Not even on the page. Yeah.
All right.
You know, this time of the year, I just love, I'm going to get some baseball tickets. Had some yesterday, just one or two. Now it's so good out here with the Rangers and their new ballpark. You get to sit inside. It's no outside, Harold. It could be 101, but 78, 79 on the inside.
Boy. Now that sounds nice.
Sit up there and enjoy a game in like sitting in your own house. But that walk from the parking lot to the venue is going to be something.
Yeah.
Still go
from the
200.
Parking lot.
Mm-hmm. 200. Well, folks, it's as we wind things, still got about 20 minutes. I tell you, it's been tough. I am a road warrior. This week, going several places throughout the country. But you got to look, back to reality tomorrow.
Getting them frequent flyer miles.
Yeah. Going to make it to the salt mine tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just reading some other things of how how this country ranks as far as with jobs, opportunities, you know, pretty high up there, being that I met a young lady who was coming to Dallas to, her son had just gotten a job, 22 years old, and they wanted him to stay near his job, but he decided to stay uptown, which seems to be a very popular area for our young folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just reminding me of my mother. Actually, the father and son drove. Mother got a chance to fly out to Dallas. But just having that parental support when you move means a lot. And I still am, but at one time was a mama boy. Well, they got equal time, but, you know, mama was the peanut butter and the jelly. That's what I had to deal with. So it makes it give me a lump in the throat, but I told her I was so happy that they're experiencing this with their child. It's going to be some growing pains. They're going to start out calling you more. The only difference between then and now, cell phones. We didn't have cell phones. So, Harold, you had to wait till you got home or left a message. And then with the evolution of cell phones, made life a lot easier. You can talk to somebody every day without your bill changing. So, oh, man. Harold, there's so much is going on. I tell you, Cheryl capitalized this thing so well. Folks, just pay attention. Dallas is on the move, but it's going to move with all of us. And we have to do our share to keep it and put it at the top of destinations on this American soil.
Yep. So true. So true.
Yeah, so Russell Wilson is your team with the Broncos. After the Cowboys,
I like the way he represents himself and good role model, you know.
Very class act. And then there's not, I'm sure you're looking at the wife too. So. But, it, you know, you think that you're in the National Football League or any professional sport, that you're there for the duration. I guess when they feel they've gotten the best out of you, they're going to trade you on. But a lot of the guys, especially our quarterbacks, they go on and do bigger and better things being somewhere else.
Right.
So. Oh, I was thinking even more about some things. But how's your young lady? Where is she right now?
Man, I can't keep up, bro. She done been to New York, Paris, roller skating, and her roomie was had her birthday like July the 5th, so they kicked it in New York City. And then she came back, went to New Hampshire. That's where her aunt lives, one of her other aunts. And so she just kicking it, man. I believe next week or so, though, she'll be starting her little job. So hopefully that'll hold her down for a minute.
Okay. She's just living her best life, huh?
Living her best life. Yep. She's doing it, man. I can't complain.
She still want to do for school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't complain, man. I just got to come up with this high-dollar puppy that I promised her for her graduation. One website was a scam, so I got to try to vet these other ones a little better.
Well, be careful. And make sure they're not a puppy mill.
Right.
Well,
you know how that
here's an option. Yeah, option is seeing if they were, adoption places for puppies or adult dogs. You know, there are a lot of options now. You waiting on Champ's girlfriend had a baby.
Yeah.
I had a puppy.
Yeah.
And it helped claim one.
She won one of these old high dollar dogs, though, man. I don't know if we're going to find that after what you call it.
If the price is right, if your price, if you match their price, you can get whatever you need.
Right.
Is it a special breed?
Yeah, some kind of multi-poo or something. I don't know.
Maltese and a poodle. Yeah, some
yeah,
of them have curly, some have straight hair. It's a little small dog. Little small dog, maybe about up to 10 pounds or so.
Yeah, small dog, small poop, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they make the most noise, I tell you. There was a lady in the airport yesterday. Had a little, it might have been a little small dog. And the dog, you wouldn't know, she had a little rolling bag with the dog. Half zipped in, and he riding around looking at people, and she pulling her luggage, you know.
But
constructing luggage.
He acting a fool.
Yeah. And now some of them letting you keep the dogs in the cabin. You have to pay a little extra.
Man.
You don't want to be like Kevin Hart on the flight.
What?
Yeah. You know, and I'm sorry for the delay there. I was just trying to find your stuff. But, folks, you talking about a man, I am road weary, and I apologize. And
yes.
The energy is there, trying to get it done. But I tell you, I've been burning that candle on both ends. Going here, going there. I've got a trip to D.C. coming up, a trip to Cleveland. So we'll be kind of running on the road. I'll have a mobile office there set up to do things. It's going to be quite a month of August. Then college football, Harold, we definitely have to go when FAMU plays. Grambling's going to be right up the street, so we rolling. We get that, then I know we got to get straight to get
where
you down
to
Tallahassee. In Grambling.
Okay.
They may move the game to Shreveport, depending on ticket demands.
Right.
But then that might take the home field advantage away from Grambling. Because the reason I say that, I never forget, I was guilty at one particular time. You know, kids fighting the dogs. And anybody came my way, our dog was Champion. That was the name, Champ, this particular one. Champ took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
If it's neutral, Champ took care of business. But when we went in the other yards, I didn't understand what it meant to defend your own.
Yeah.
You never know. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
Man, you have a great problem going on right now. A lot of HBCUs, or all the popularity of HBCUs, we've had probably the largest number of applications. A lot of freshmen are starting to go there. Don't forget the little 16-year-old kid that went there last year, turned out Harvard, Yale, to go to Florida A&M University. He'll be in his second year, and he should be graduating, maybe going on to medical school. You know, some people feel differently about HBCUs. But a lot of them are struggling, trying to make it happen. Trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So We're going to be on the road, Harold, taking this thing on the road. I'm excited for our HBCUs. I know they're kind of falling out of flavor with the two folks, with a few folks. A lot of folks tired of hearing about it. But I can tell you this. A lot of the HBCUs.
Nah, man, it's time to highlight them.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them don't have the resources, especially if they're private HBCUs, because they definitely have to deal with raising money. They're synonymous with churches. You know, you have to look at that. We're never FAMU, Prairie View, Texas Southern Grambling, Southern Baton Rouge. Would never live up to the expectations of Texas, LSU, unless somebody come and drop the money on them. So there's a reason for different avenues of playing, but it gives our kids an opportunity to play. Because had they gone, some of them gone D1, you got to kind of wait your time. Wait your time. So it's going to be interesting, exciting here this July. School starts here shortly. You know, summer has blown by.
Wow.
Kids embarking on new areas, sixth graders, now becoming the seventh graders.
What you think about breaking them consecutive days over 100, man?
Yeah, it's coming too fast. Too fast. Too fast. And Harold, I think about when we were first grade with the kids, not knowing what the future would hold. PTA meetings, going to career day, going to the activity where they played outside. I can't think of it. Is it field day? Going out there, being a parent. Those were the good times, great times. Now you can't even get them to go with you to Disney World unless you're paying. I said, you're too old for that now. You should have your own money. We got to come up with a mechanism or just get them engaged early or their hand will be like cups forever. Can I have? Can you give me? give me.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's been a rough morning. The sun is shining, looking good. But, Harold, I thank you as always. You got us to the finish line.
You got to get there, man.
I tell you, I'm going to get some rest and relaxation.
Then back to the salt mine.
I went everywhere, everywhere you can imagine, up and down the coast, here and there, and made it home. God is good, man. Never in a million years. I've done some extensive traveling, but I would think I would be able to do two or three things and two or three different cities in one day. They working. With my friends at my place of work, we'll see you tomorrow. I thank you as always. I tell you, as we break it down, we'll be back next week. And we still have trying to unfold some new things. I hope that we have less. Somebody wins the Mega Million. I wish you all well, but you know I'm rooting for myself. And Brittany is free. Gas prices a little lower.
Yeah.
And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, it was under $4 last night.
Wow. Well, on behalf of Cheryl Smith and the entire team, Harold, woo, boy, you talking about, I'm going to look at a little TV. You know what that's what's going to happen after that. TV probably watching me. But whatever you do, wherever you go, good morning, Cheryl Smith. Good morning to everyone, a.k.a. Sigma Gamma Rose, Divine Nine, good morning. Everybody have a great week. When you're having tough times during your week, say a prayer and always remember, we do serve an on-time God. I'm out.